Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Impromptu show. That's how we're going to run it tonight. How's it going, Joe? You on there?
I am here. Yes, Joe is here. Always.
Okay. Yeah. we're getting the invites set out as I speak. How's it going? What's that?
Joe is here.
We'll go ahead and take this for a second, Joe. I will be right back. Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Joe Lance, the real host of WrestleTalk, coming at you live once again. You know, after tonight, Rick will be doing his video of him doing the Emma dance.
Oh, because bullshit. That's... Joe. You're going to be dancing, okay?
That's not going to happen. That is not going to happen, not even in the least bit.
Joe,
okay, not that song again. What?
You better get used to that song.
I'm not going to answer you because you're going to be one dancing. When Team Natalya wins tonight, you're going to see Rick have Beau a gasket. And come tomorrow night, he will have a video of himself dancing the Emma dance, because that's what happens. Because all I do is win.
Oh, God. And he shuts up
that
every
is true.
Because he knows it's a lie. You know it's a lie.
It's not a lie.
For anybody that's listening in right now, how about you do this? Okay, I've got this scheduled to run for an hour. We're only going to run for about 50 minutes tonight because Survivor Series is starting up. I'm going to be ordering my pizza live on air here in about 5 minutes because I'm going to feast like a champion so I can be eating my meat lover's pizza from Domino's. That they don't sponsor us, damn it, but... As Paige is pinning AJ Lee for the 1, 2, and 3.
That's not going to happen. If Team Natalya is going to win, and then you're going to see Rick cry, because that's what he does best. He's going to cry, and he's going to be doing the Emma dance, and I will once again be winning, because that's all that I do. On the pay-per-views, that's all I've done on pay-per-views. The past three pay-per-views, WWE pay-per-views that we have done. We have made predictions. I have actually won, have I not?
You cheater.
So therefore, I am going to continue my winning streak. And Rick, he has a streak of his own. He is 0-3 when it comes to WWE pay-per-views. So he's going to continue his losing streak. I will continue my winning streak, and things will go exactly the way that they have been going. With me being the king of wrestle talk and Rick being the...
listen to you, Joe. Oh, my God.
The a.k.a. superstar of wrestle talk.
Yeah? Did you call my name? Did you call my name, Joe?
What's that?
Did you call my name?
I did not. I
said
you would be still called Superstar.
Oh, I thought you said my name. I thought you were actually going to talk good about me and actually say all I do is win.
But you don't win. That's the whole thing. That statement right there is a complete lie because you haven't won anything yet.
If you guys bought the UK15, the next gen game for like PS4 or Xbox One, it's an awesome game. And when I'm going in a direction with this, Joe, the whole it's just an outrageous game. And just like the night at Survivor Series when I win the picks, it's gonna be just like in WWE. 15, how I've beaten Joe almost every match but two.
I will admit that you are considerably better than me in the WWE 2K15 video game. I will admit that. There have been many times where I thought that I finally got his ass and I go to do my finishes and the son of a gun reverses it every time. There was one time where I actually went to hit my finisher twice, and both times he reversed them. Both times. I don't know how he does it. I think he's cheating. He's got to be cheating. He's got to have some sort of a hack that allows him to do that, because there's no way I can lose like that every time. He's cheating. Are you cheating?
There is a way. You're going against me. But hey, guess what? We got Justin Time in chat. Justin, you can give us a call. It's the pre-show. We're just going to talk Survivor Series, talk smack, have some fun with it for the next 30-35 minutes, basically. Anybody else wants to call in? The number is 657-383-1521. Hey, Joe, what are your opinions about the Bad News Barrett? I think he's on right now. And then they got the new Fandango wrestling right now for the dark match type thing.
Huh. I did not know that. I am getting ready to turn on the PlayStation. But I turn on the PlayStation, I will let you talk to the to my guest that I have here. His name is Kevin Calloway. You may not have heard of him. Tell him what's up, Kevin.
How you doing, man?
Hey, you're talking to the superstar of Wrestle Talk. How's it going?
I'm good. Just hanging out. Going to watch some of Survivor Series.
You guys got it on right now?
Oh, we're getting it ready, yeah.
I think if I look out there, I think Fandango is... I don't know who he's wrestling. I can't tell. I'm looking at the side view, so...
Yeah, it should be interesting. So you're in the wrestling talk business as well, right?
Yes.
Cool. Yeah,
I'm
in the business.
Okay. Let me correct you real quick. I am Wrestle Talk.
You are Wrestle Talk.
I am Wrestle Talk.
Oh, we're live.
Yeah, we're live.
So, there's like people listening.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually, this comes out of chat. We're gonna go over our picks tonight, so we'll go over that. And just in time, there is no way that you look better than me on TV. There's just no possible way. So I'm just going to put that out there. You don't know, Kevin, but me and Joe were on TV. Well, I was on TV. Joe was just sitting there twiddling his thumbs. but I spoke on behalf of Wrestle Talk, so.
Right.
We actually got a caller, so we're going to bring him on. I think it's just in time. How's it going?
It is just cool. In time, fellas. What's going on?
Not much. We're doing an impromptu show. I was sitting here bored waiting for my pizza to arrive so I could feast like a champion when I beat Joe, and he has to do the Emma dance tomorrow.
That's not going to happen.
So what's it come down to? Which match does it come down to, guys? Which match is the one that lays it all on the line?
The bad thing is the AJ Lee and Paige match.
It's going to come down.
AJ Lee, but the Team Natalya and the Team Paige match.
Yes. That's the match.
Yeah.
If Team Natalya wins, Rick does the Emma dance. If Team Paige wins, I do the Emma dance. So, unfortunately, it has come down to the women's match.
So the nacho refill match of the night is the match is going to determine who's doing the Emma dance.
Yes.
You got that right. I can't get my nachos.
Well, you better get it during the AJ Lee match then?
Yeah, I'm going to have to. I think we both picked Nikki Bell for that one, didn't we?
We did. For some reason, it seemed like every time she let me pick, and it seemed like every time that I would pick somebody, he would pick that same person.
Well, wait a minute. Who picked what for the four-way tag team match?
I picked the Usos, and then he picked the Usos.
Okay, and I picked
and
Miz
then, now. No, he did not pick Miz now.
Ooh. I picked Miz now.
I'll tell you what I think is going to happen on that one. I'll tell you right now. The Usos are going to win, but Damian Sandow is somehow going to be trying to react or try to imitate the Miz, and he's going to hit the Miz and end up costing the match for him, and it's going to cause that feud between them.
Well, we'll see. I want to see Miz Dow win. Just Miz Dow. I don't care about the Miz. I just want to see Miz Dow.
No, I'm sorry. We did not pick the Usos. We picked the Dust Brothers to win.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even remember that.
So if I win all my picks, does that mean you both do the Emma dance?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
We can't be doing that. But just to let you guys know, the polls right now for the Team Cena versus Team Authority, 72% of the fans think Team Cena is going to win. So
I tell you what, Justin, I would take you up on that. If you win all of your matches, I would do the Emma dance.
So we're gonna have two Emma dances because Joe's gonna be dancing to him losing to me and losing to Justin Time.
That's
well, everybody loses to Justin Time, but still, that's the point.
Well, hey, just like I was saying before, hey, Joe, you're going to have to get to know it.
You know, I've actually been studying that dance just in case it happens. Because I know it's not going to happen, but I have been studying that dance just in case. And I think I have it down pat.
Joe, you got to have more confidence, man. You cannot be – okay. Man, you've got to be like the cartel.
I have confidence. But in the very, very, very slight chance that Rick could actually win, which I swear to God, I hope that doesn't happen, because if it doesn't happen, he will never shut up. He will continue and continue and continue. And it's going to come down to me driving down to Kansas City and showing up at his house and putting a gag in his mouth with some duct tape.
Joe, I'm not into fetish stuff, okay?
No, and I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about I'm going to duct tape your mouth shut.
God, now Joe's even getting turned on by my voice, and he's talking about gagging me and stuff. We're going to have to stop this. I mean, I know I am the voice of WrestleTalk, but you just got to calm down, Joe.
You're the voice and the face, right? Because, you know, if I recall, both of you were on this morning. When I watched my DVR, I did watch Kobe Pro from last week, and you guys were on this morning. They actually, you know, I saw your shout-outs that you were talking about. And if I recall,
I'm going to have to watch the Kobe Pro show. That's because I didn't get to watch the last night because I had to be a look at 6 o'clock in the morning. So luckily I have a DVR so I can watch it whenever I want to.
So see, now we have the face and the voice and now TV superstar Rick on Wrestle Talk. So it's happened, folks. It's happened.
Oh, jeez. Oh, wow. And they even gave you guys, what was her name? Mia, or whatever her name was. She actually said it right. From Blog Talk Radio, Wrestle Talk host. She actually said it right instead of Juan, because, you know, Juan sounds like he's got something in his mouth.
Well, Juan said something like, what did he say? I can't even remember, but I cringed. Juan's a good guy, though. I'll give him that. Yeah, I can't remember exactly how he said it, but he said search something on something, and I messaged him, and I was like, you just promoted somebody else's show.
Juan can never get a name right. He always calls Gavin Jackson Gavin Juicin or something like that. So, you know, hey, I mean, the kid deserves it, but, you know, what the heck.
Poor Gavin Jackson.
So, we need to know your picks. For the Survivor Series, Justin. Because, see, unlike Rick, I'm not too scared to make that pick. Rick is you know, he's being a little chicken because he knows he's going to be doing him against the police.
No, this is between me and you. If you want to redeem yourself, you can try to beat somebody else, but you know you can't beat me, and now you're going against him.
Rick doesn't have the confidence that he should have, that he's going to win. Accepted your challenge.
I am a champ. I do have the title in my hand. You know, I am a champ. So, you know, I do have that confidence. How about, Joe, you know, the matches, you write them down, we'll pick it out.
And while he's feeding you the matches, did your better half, as I'm going to say, tell you what I told her the other day?
No, I saw that online. I saw that the little comment you made. Yeah.
If I would have known it was her right away, I would have. I would have done it. But.
All right, Joe, what do we got for the first match?
The first match, it looks like the first match is the tag team match, I think.
Okay, I'm gonna pick Damian Mizdow and The Miz.
Okay, Damian Mizdow and The Miz. All right. So you got that match. So we also have, who do you think is going to win the AJ Lee match?
Oh, Nikki Bella.
Nikki Bella, because so you're going with...
Because AJ's leaving. I know AJ's leaving.
Mm-hmm. Well, there has been rumors that she's leaving. That hasn't been confirmed, but there is rumors that she's leaving.
Yeah, she's going to go make punk babies.
What's your opinion on the Team Paige against Team Natalya?
Who's on Team Natalya, do you know?
I don't even know. That's the whole thing. We don't even know who's going to leave the team. All we know is that we got Natalya on one team and Paige on the other team. We have no idea.
Well, it sounds like Rick's getting ready for Emma Dance.
He probably is.
Oh, let me see here. Let's move on. We'll go to the Dean Ambrose and Bray Wyatt match. I'm going to pick Ambrose. Who'd you guys pick?
We picked Ambrose.
Ambrose? Ooh. Okay, I'll pick Ambrose.
See, he's got to go with the superstars advice.
Yeah. And, of course, you got Team Authority against Team Cena. You both picked Team Cena.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Team Cena. Again, that's okay, let's see here. Bree, or Paige has got one of the Funkeldactyls. Which one is that? Not the good one, the bad one. What's her name? Cameron.
Terrible.
Cameron, okay. Well, here's Team Natalia's got Emma on it, so... Ooh. Let's go with Team Natalia with Rosa Mendez. Well, actually, they've got the good Funkadactyl on Natalia, so we'll run with that.
See, Justin knows exactly what he's talking about, Rick. Justin knows that Team Natalia's going to win, so he knows that she's going to be doing the Emma dance, and everybody's going to see it because I'm going to make sure to post it on my Facebook so everybody sees it.
Now, see, what's happening here, folks, is that you clearly heard that Emma was on that team, and they're both picking Emma. So they're just wanting to do the dance.
That's okay, Rick. You can keep on talking, because we all know that at the end of the day, tomorrow you'll be sitting in front of your camera, putting on the Emma music, and dancing your heart away.
God, I hope not. I'm telling you what. I will unleash the wrath. But hey,
man,
you
should have upped the stakes. You should have made like each other wear like a skirt or something, man.
Justin, we don't want to see Joe in a skirt, all right? I've already seen him shirtless.
No, that's true. I don't want to see either one of you in a skirt. But, you know.
I believe in sex.
Here's a bet. If we win, you and Beard have to give your tag team titles to D-Line. How about that one?
After what?
I said that if me and Rick win, and if you lose, you and Buddha have to give your tag team titles to D-Line.
Well, that's the only way anybody's ever going to get the tag team titles off us, but that ain't going to happen.
Oh, man, I thought Joe was going a whole different direction with that one. I thought he was saying, give us the tag team titles.
I thought
he
was going to make us come out dancing to the Emma dance on TV or something. That ain't going to happen either.
That would be funny.
I would like to see that one. Did you hear about all the big names that are going to be backstage, that are backstage right now in St. Louis?
Sting's going to be there tonight.
I am extremely excited about Sting being there.
Sting, Randy Orton, and Roman Reigns are all backstage.
Ooh, yep, it's going to be a huge night.
So, I don't know. My thoughts, and I'm going to tell you right now, with Sting being back there, you've also had Hulk Hogan pushing everything. I seriously think they're setting up a WrestleMania match, either between Sting and Hulk Hogan or Sting and Undertaker.
Hold on. Listen. Here you go, Joe.
It's the Survivor Series. You can feel the excitement.
Oh, my God.
There you go, Joe.
I can't wait.
Now, see, the better one that we have going...
Hey, on TV.
Is...
Oh, God. Again?
I'm going to be so sick of that song by the end of freaking Tuesday night. I'm glad it's going away. And when the fans see Joe dancing to it, they're going to have to, like, bleach their brains. Just
it's not going to happen now. It's not going to happen. Because
one of you two are doing the Emma dance. No matter what, somebody's Emma dancing.
Yes.
Now, it might be both of you, because if I win all of mine, you guys got to Emma dance.
Exactly. But see, even if I have to do the Emma dance, I have something planned that's going to be absolutely hilarious. So even if I lose, I still win. But it's not going to happen. But just in case I were to lose, I still am going to win because of my master plan that I have set up.
See, see, the thing is, all right, I'm going to point this out. Joe has been planning on dancing, or he wouldn't be planning this stuff. I've been sitting here relaxed and enjoying my time off and all
you,
this stuff.
You
need
to be doing the same thing that I do, Rick.
You need I was
to be doing the same
I was dying mm-hmm. like a champion after Covey Pro.
I don't see how you're still saying that you won at Covey Pro when we tied. We each had three wins. That is a tie. That's not a win. Even Justin Time knows that. It's not a win.
Well, Justin Time knows
everything.
You cannot
say
so.
That you won just because the real Americans won. That's like, if I take the Alliance and the Alliance won, I said that I won just because the Alliance won.
Oh, God. I just don't know, folks. We've got about 15 minutes left in this show until we close it off. You know of any other big news that's going on right now, Joe?
No, I don't really know of anything except for, like I said, there's the rumor that Paige at the AJ Lee is leaving. Sting is backstage. Roman Reigns is backstage. Randy Orton is backstage. It's going to be a really, really, really good night. I don't really have anything else that I was able to look up tonight because it's like short notice that we were doing Wrestle Talk tonight, so I didn't get a chance to look up anything.
I have some big news on when the WWE. Kevin Steen makes his debut on NXT in like 2 weeks, or Kevin Owens.
Oh.
That's gonna be awesome.
News.
Yes.
Well, did you guys hear that?
Go
ahead.
I sat and had a two-hour conversation with Kevin one time at a Ring of Honor show. That guy is incredible. You talk about a master of the in-ring. You know, he knows everything. He is Mr. Wrestling. And it sucks that they're making him change his last name, but, you know, he took the Owens name from his son, who's named after Owen Hart. But I can't wait to see Kevin in the ring at NXT in like 2 weeks.
That is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited to see him and Finn Balor.
Ooh, yeah.
He is another amazing wrestler that they picked up. He wrestled under a different name, but yeah, he's another really, really, really good wrestler.
Well, on a more wrestling news, too, I told Joe about this, but TNA was actually picked up for another station. So they're still going to be syndicated nationwide. It's not going to be the best network, but it's Destination America. They actually picked up TNA. So
that's good thing.
Interesting.
If somebody didn't pick them up, there was another WWE buy. I mean, that was going to happen. So, good thing they did.
Yep.
Exactly. And so I also got word today that there's a match coming up here soon. It's going to be called the Cage of Death.
CZW.
Combat Zone Wrestling. Yes, I've seen that many, many, many times.
Yeah, it's actually on December 13th. I just got the invitation to it. So,
you
I
got
was
an invitation by Phil Stamper?
Yeah, I talked to him today. He wants us to talk to some of the guys and get them on the show and all that. So, we'll be scheduling that.
That would be freaking huge. Combat Zone Wrestling? Man.
Yes.
That would
be
huge.
Yes, I am. Good friends with Greg, excellent from CZW.
Yes.
Actually, was it 2 months ago? Buddha and I actually beat the owner of CZW, DJ Hyde, and Nuri Tofiga at GBW. So, I mean, yeah, those CZW guys, they're hardcore, man. All those guys, Alexander James, Swerve,
Rick, do you remember when I said I was going to try to get the wrestler Masada on WrestleTalk?
Yeah.
But he works for Combat Zone Wrestling.
Oh,
yes,
nice.
He does. Masada is
the heavyweight champion.
Well, I had a long, in-depth conversation with Mr. Stamper today, so it's looking good. We're going to have some pretty big guests coming on, even some surprise guests here in the near future that I know the awesome Justin Time is working for us.
Yes.
It is going to be awesome. I mean, we're never going to leave Cubby Pro, though. Cubby Pro is like our little bastard child.
we take pride in that. We love you guys, and that's why, you know, we're going to get you guys, like, I mean, like I said, most of the guys, if you need to, get Shane Swerve Strickland. Oh, my God. Let me tell you about somebody who's, like, on a roll to be in the WWE. Soon you'll be seeing him. I guarantee it.
Definitely.
And actually,
that's my
Like I said, even though Rick can't come to the Cubby Pro shows because he's all the way in Kansas, you can bet your bottom dollar that Joe Lance will be at every Cubby Pro show.
You better be.
I will be at every Cubby Pro show. I wish we had a way we could do live broadcasts from every show, but unfortunately, we haven't been able to figure that one out yet. But maybe at some point we'll be able to figure that one out.
Well, all or nothing, we're getting that in the works, and you guys are definitely going to have the internet and the whole nine yards and everything, top to bottom,
yes.
Red carpet, you know, the treatment, the whole nine yards like you guys did this show.
Yeah, and actually we're going, it's a fitting title because Rush Talk will be going on too. We're getting banners made, we're getting shirts made, and all that stuff. So.
Exactly. Yeah. We're going so far that we're even going to rent out a couple cabins that we can stay in Berkeley Springs.
Well, yeah, there is one cabin that's always rocking, and it has the Alpha in it. And you know, if there's a party going on, the Alpha is going to have it. Alpha's an inside click, so you guys will know who that is when time comes. But you know, you want a party. That's the party cabin right there. 3 years in a row, 2 years in a row, we've had that cabin, and oh my God, we've rocked the hell out of it, man. And let me tell you, those are awesome cabins. Awesome. Seven bedrooms. It's like a freaking mansion. We call it the Redneck Real World. It's
well,
in the middle of nowhere, but nothing. Nothing like that weekend. You got the Hall of Fame Friday night and All or Nothing Saturday.
Yep.
We roll out Sunday morning. Or Sunday afternoon, because we partied too hard Saturday night. So,
I hear you.
It's gonna be quite the event, and if we can, if we're gonna find a way that maybe we can broadcast a Hall of Fame induction too, I think that would be awesome.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
But, and also this past, I think last night I was stuck on YouTube watching a whole bunch of Casey Carlisle matches.
Isn't she awesome?
She's awesome in that ring. So I give her credit for that. She had the fans, if you missed it, go to the last show that we had. Casey Carlisle was the first hour almost. Awesome, awesome wrestler. Just a great interview, Joe. Joe did awesome for once. And he actually wanted something.
Thank you.
Which was interviewing her. So.
Hey, Joe, you always do awesome at the interviews, man. Don't let Rick get to you, man.
I'm not. I realize that I used to do awesome, and that I am awesome at the interviews, and I just do the best that I can do. That's all I can do.
Yeah, well, when he's got somebody like me behind him, he's going to be awesome.
But when he's got a superstar like
the
interview,
what I'm dealing with, Justin, do you see what I'm dealing with?
Yeah, he's almost as arrogant as I am, man. I mean, come on.
He is. Like, I don't know what happened. Like, before the Cubby Pro show, he was like he was a nice guy and just, you know, nice and everything. And then after the Cubby Pro show, he just started getting this attitude. It's like, Like, I don't know.
I think he hung,
did you have something to do with this, Justin? Did you get Rick
to yourself?
I
think he hung out with, like, Bazooka Joe and Ace Montana and them too damn much because those guys have swelled heads. Now Rick does, too. I mean,
it must have been when Ace Montana destroyed WrestleTalk. Then he just, like, came on filing up and just, like, went nuts. That must have been, but it was either that or when the Real Americans won their match by some sort of a miracle, but they won their match. I think that he immediately thought that, you know, he was going to win, so his head started to get big. I don't know.
I agree. You know, they cheated. He's sitting there all proud because those guys cheated to win, so, you know, whatever.
Justin Time is on right now, and it was a slippery mat. Okay, if you watched the show, Justin Time slipped. So
he did not. He got hit. Chris Wilde hit him with that chain, and when he came over to talk to us, he even left the chain on the table. Then I gave it to Justin Time. Because I said, here is the chain that he hit you with. And Justin's like, that's right. You see? Everybody saw it, Rick.
Well, breaking
now,
news.
Joe.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Rick. Go ahead, Rick.
Breaking news on WrestleTalk. I just ordered my pizza for Survivor Series. So, yeah.
Anyway.
You guys got special.
Joe, I'm going to tell you one thing, man. You need to study up really hard if you're going to talk to these guys from CZW. I'm going to tell you both that there is a lot of current CZW or former CZW stars in the WWE, in NXT right now. So, Joe, you need to study up hard when you get to asking these questions.
Yep. Like I said, I've been watching Combat Zone Wrestling for a long time. Like, I love watching the Tournament of Death, the Cage of Death. You know, they have some of the greatest, you know, high-flying tag teams. The Ohio is for killers. I mean, I know a lot about Combat Zone Wrestling.
There you go.
The
current WWE Intercontinental Champion is former CZW. So.
Yes. Dean Ambrose has wrestled for Combat Zone Wrestling. There's a wrestler.
Yep. Referee.
Sami Callihan. He wrestled for NXT for Combat Zone Wrestling.
Who was that?
Sami Callihan. Well, he goes by, I think it's Solomon
Crowe
now,
yep.
But yeah.
Hell, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Kevin Steen, he's also wrestled in CZW. You know, one of the referees, actually one of the referees on the WWE right now, ref.
Yeah.
Ton of my matches, but he was a normal CZW referee. I know him as D. Edwards. Everybody, he has another name. I can't remember. Derek Moore. That's it. Derek Moore. So, you got tons of stuff to talk to with those guys. I'm going to be listening to those shows because, you know, like I said, I know a lot of those guys.
Yeah, and when he told me Cage, said it sounds like my type of match. So.
If you've never seen a Combat Zone wrestling show, I mean, you can watch them all on the internet. I think it's like $10, and you can order each one and you can watch them. But they have some insane stuff. I mean, if you like the real hardcore stuff, like Tournament of Death and stuff, you definitely would like that.
If you like light bulbs, if you like tables, if you like ladders, chairs. Bring your own weapons, all that stuff. That's the stuff you want to see then.
And speaking of,
I still can't get past that video that Rick posted of that 450-pound guy doing 3 moonsaults off the top rope.
I have yet to see it.
Oh my God!
It's Renegade Radio Network web Facebook page. You just go there. It's on. I think it's the top one because it hasn't been updated recently. But he was 482 pounds, and he was doing. He did 3 moonsaults on the court, and the last one he actually landed on the guy's face. So, but
yeah.
And upcoming for Thursday, because we're getting ready to end this show, or Tuesday, we have another, in case you missed it, video. It actually involves tacks in the bottom of boot. So we're going to talk about that. Joe actually showed me the video. It is awesome. We'll talk about that on Tuesday night.
And then there is another video that I had, I think it was the Ring of Honor show, where a guy got a super power bomb off of the top rope to the outside into the crowd.
Yep. Well, I can tell you what,
it's crazy.
It's been a fast Survivor Series pre-show. I want to give a shout out to Gary. He just put my order in the oven. So, Gary, if you're listening. I want to appreciate everybody for tuning in for this impromptu show. It was quick. I was sitting here bored, and I wanted to talk some trash and get some stuff out. But we'll actually be live. I'm making the episode a little bit later tonight on Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for the original WrestleTalk that lasts 2 hours. We're going to be doing some fallouts from Survivor Series, Raw results, in case you missed it, videos.
We're going to talk about Rick doing the Emma dance.
And then we're going to be talking about Joe doing the Emma dance, and you beat me to it, you son of a bitch. But, all kinds of stuff going on. So that'll be Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We do appreciate you calling in just in time. You're one of our biggest fans now. So, and how hard is it when you got a superstar like me? I mean, I attract all
of them. Oh, my God.
But to lead this show out, I'm going to play the perfect song that everybody's going to know and love and have to bleach their brains. But we'll see you guys all Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until then, prepare to see Joe dance into the Emma dance. Take it easy. Remember, Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, WrestleTalk, the best damn show on Blog Talk Radio.